Good morning. This Mishnah is really one of the primary texts that are really under the basis of everything that we've been discussing till now. Remember the Mishnah that began our parak, Hamokhel Sabaya, stated that if somebody sells a house, that was their agreement with his friend, that he was selling to his friend a bias. So a bias means the place that's used for living. It doesn't include the storeroom, it doesn't include the annex, the yetziah, because what is meant by bias is just the place of living. It's not included in that, the annex or the roof, if the roof is set off by a ma'aka fence of ten tefachim. So the basic underlying issue here is, what is the intent of a seller? When a seller sells, what was intended? So we've said the basic rule till now is what was intended is the plain meaning of the word. And the plain meaning of the word meant the item that's used for what this word denotes, and not other items that aren't used for what this word denotes. Amen. So that's based on the idea that when a seller sells, he doesn't sell especially generously. That hamocher riayin rahu yafa. But if a person feels that a seller sells very generously, mocher ba'ayin yafa hu mocher, that when a person sells, he's very generous in his selling, then maybe he includes more than just the most narrow understanding of buy it. Maybe it would include a little bit more. That's going to be, this Mishnah is going to be the source for this discussion. Says the Mishnah, a man who sells a bias, lo asabor v'lo asados. So then the house was sold, but not the well, not the cistern made of stone of water. And afal pisha kasav lo umkavaruma. And even though the seller wrote, I'm selling to you the house with its debt, and with its height, nevertheless, he has not included the well and the cistern.
So even if he wrote depth and height?
Correct, as we saw yesterday.
Well, that was the discussion when he said, but then what does he acquire when he says depth and height?
The ability, the house, and the ability to dig tunnels under the house for depth, the ability to add another floor for height, but he did not include in that the well and the cistern. So that means that the seller still owns the well. What about the path to the well? When the seller retains for himself a well, did that mean that he retained for himself the path to the well too, or a well without a path? V'tzarech likach lo derech. Rabbi Akiva says that when he retained for himself a well, he just retained for himself a well. But the path to the well that was sold, he has to buy a new path to get to the well. That's the view of Rabbi Akiva. The Chacham say, no, he doesn't have to buy for himself a path. If he's keeping for himself the well, certainly he's also keeping a right of way to the well. Rabbi Akiva would agree. And if he said, I'm selling to you the house, Chutz me'elu, I'm selling to you the house, except for this pit, or except for this cistern, or except for these, or both the pit and the cistern. So if he actually said chutz me'elu, then she'en tzarech likach lo derech. Then he doesn't have to buy a path. Then he certainly kept for himself a path. Because again, in light of yesterday's discussion, when a person adds words, he must have meant something with those words. People don't add words for no reason. So if a guy is selling a house, even without saying except for anything, it means the house and not the well. Even if he said, I'm selling the house with its depth, it means the house and not the well. So why did he also say explicitly, I'm selling the house and not the well? So by saying the added words and not the well, Rabbi Akiva says that means he doesn't need to keep him by himself a path. By saying and not the well, he is leaving for himself the path. That's the view of Rabbi Akiva.
But it doesn't give you the direction to that. It could be from coming in from this side or that side or... But it is a path.
It'd have to be a path. Yeah, it'd have to be a path. I guess the normal path that was there before. Whatever path was there is what he left for himself to keep using that path.
So even if that pit is like within 4 amos of the house, like right outside the house, it's still, it's assumed that it's excluded from the sale.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure.
Yeah, even though that was the, that was the water source for the house.
Yeah.
But no, again, a pit is a different usage than a house. A house is where a person sleeps. A pit is a source of water. So the source of water is not included in the house. The same way when selling a house, it's, a storeroom is not included, an annex is not included, because these are different usages.
And the extension of the house, room in the back of that
we
room,
said was not included in selling the
correct,
house.
Right, right.
Now, what happens? A person sold the pit, but he kept the house. Machra la'acher. Somebody sells a pit to somebody. Shubi Akiva Omer ain't sarach likach lo derech. That other person doesn't need to buy a path to the pit, because if he bought a pit, he got the path with it. And the chacham disagree, and they say no. He got a pit, he didn't get a path. Now he has to come back. The tzarech likach lo derech. He needs to buy a path to the pit. Okay, so first the Gemara discusses exactly the meaning of the case. Yosef Ravina veKakashi. Ravina was sitting and had a question. Hainu bor, hainu dus. What's the difference between bor and dus? Both of them are reservoirs of water. So what's the difference between a pit of water, a well, and a cistern? Amale Rava Tosfal Ravina. Rava Tosfa said to Ravina, Tashma, come in here, Ditanya, we learned in a braisa. Echara bor vechara dus bakarka. Both the bor and the dus are in the ground. Elashabor bechafira, the pit is just digging in the ground. He dug in the ground and now he has a place to store the water. Dus was in addition to digging, he put stones all around it, bibinyin. He built a building. That's called a dus. He built a wall around where he dug. He dug down and he lined the walls with stones and cement. That's a dus. Yosef Rav Ashi v'Kakashli, we had a similar discussion. Rav Ashi was sitting. He had the same question. Hainu bor, hainu dus. The Mishnah talks about a man who sells a house. The bor and the dus are not included. So the same thing, the bor and the dus. Why was it repeated? Amalei Mark Shisha, Breder Rav Chizda, Rav Ashi. Mark Shisha, the son of Rav Chizda, said to Rav Ashi, Tashma, come in here. Zitanya was taught in a braisa. Echara bor ve'echara dus, bakarka. Both the bor and the dus are structures in the ground. Elasha bor b'chafira. Bor is that the ground was excavated to make a hole for the water. And dus is that the ground was excavated in addition to the excavation. There was a binyan, there was a building of stones and cement around it.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, we're at the two dots on the bottom here of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. Said the Mishnah, man who sells a house is retaining for himself the well. But he did not retain for himself a path to the well. The tzarech likach lo derech divrei Rabbi Akiva. He has to buy himself a path to get to the well. Chacham omer eino tzarech. He doesn't have to buy himself a path. If he was retaining for himself the well, he certainly retained for himself the path to the well. So the Gemara suggests. My love, presumably, baha kamiflagi. The argument is about the following very essential issue. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Rabbi Akiva's of the opinion, Mocher, Ba'ayin Yafe Mocher. When a person sells, he's very generous in his selling. He sells generously. So here we don't know what he sold. Did he sell the house and the path, and he only kept for himself the well? Or do we say no? He sold the house. Since he kept for himself the well, he also kept for himself the path. So the question is, we're trying to figure out, was he more generous? Did he sell more? Or less generous? Not sell as much and keep more for himself. So Rabbi Akiva says that once a person is selling, he sells very generously. He gives away a lot. So if he gives away a lot for the money, he's not thinking about, oh, but I need to keep for myself a path. I'm giving. So he gives away the whole thing for the money that he's getting, even the path to his own well. And now he has a well, but he doesn't have a way to get to that well. He's going to have to go back to the buyer who bought from him the house and the yard and buy from that buyer a path to the well that he kept. Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan say, no. Mocher, whenever a person sells, buy in row sells. He's not happy to sell. He sells very selfishly. He sells very stintingly. He sells stingily. He sells a little bit with a bad eye. So he gives off only that which he has to, but not more. So when he was paid, he said, okay, I'm giving you my house for the money you gave me. So the house, yes, but not the well. And certainly not the path to the well. He's keeping for himself as much as he can. So he didn't transfer ownership of the path to the well. Udakamar Nami Ba'amun. Now this that we say all over. We say this all over. Rabbi Akiva Latame, this is Rabbi Akiva Lashita, so. Ta'amar Mocher Bayan Yafu Mocher. Rabbi Akiva says that when a person sells, he sells very generously. Where do we know that from? Mehacha. This Mishnah is the source for that. You see, it's amazing how generous a person is when he's selling. He even sells away the path that he needs to get to the well. This is the source. So Gemara says, Mimai, but who says? Dilma, maybe. The argument is not about whether or not Mocher ba'ayin yafe hu Mocher or Mocher ba'ayin ra hu yafe hu Mocher. Rather, Rabbi Akiva Savar, Ein Adam rotze sheyitein ma'osav v'yidrisuhu acherim. There is an assumption. A person doesn't want to give money to buy something and end up with people walking through his place, as we're going to see soon, right? If I buy a field, we're going to see this very soon. So trespassers damage the field. Trespassers, if I'm going to try to plant things, trespassers walking there are going to kill all the plants. So when a person buys, he doesn't want to buy and still have to deal with people walking through. When he buys, he wants to own it exclusively. And now no one walks through. So maybe generally mocher, a seller, does sell stintingly. Mocher bayin royav mocher. However, here, where he's selling to his friend the house and the yard, we know that the friend intended to have the house and yard and not have people walking through it. So even though he kept for himself the well, he did not keep for himself the path to the well. Because if he would keep for himself the path to the well, that would mean that the buyer ends up with trespassers all the time in the space. He doesn't want that. V'rabbanan savri. Whereas the Rabbanan hold, Ein Adam wrote Sheyitol Ma'osav, it's illogical to say that a man was willing to take money, and because he's taking money, so now Yifrach Ba'avir, now he's going to fly in the air, right? This seller retained for himself the well. So if he kept the well for himself, he must have kept a path to get to the well. What, he kept the well and he's intending to use some type of rocket pack to fly over to the well and then fly back or use a drone? That's not normal. People are not planning to do that. If a guy's leaving a well for himself, he's clearly leaving the path to himself. So according to this, the argument between Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva would only be in this case, where a man leaves a well for himself, and the buyer is buying a field around the well. So then we have an issue. Was it a generous sale? And the buyer now can prevent the guy from walking to his own well. because he says, I gave money, I didn't give money to have trespassers? Or was it not such a generous sale? Or was it in this case, do we say that certainly the man can walk to the well that he left for himself? Because he says, if I left a well for myself, I certainly left a path for myself. But that wouldn't be indicative of a general rule that we've said that normally we say, Rabbi Akiva holds, sellers are very generous. So maybe the source that Rabbi Akiva is the one who says a seller is very generous is Misefa. So in the end of the Mishnah. What was the end of the Mishnah? Not that the seller sold the house, but rather that he sold the cistern. Machra la'acher. If he sold the cistern, but he kept the house for himself. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Eino tzarech likach lo derech. The buyer does not need to buy a path to the well that he bought. V'chacham omer, the chacham say, tzarech likach lo derech. He does need to buy the path. So what's the argument? Rabbi Akiva holds he doesn't need... What's that? What? Okay. Rabbi Akiva holds he doesn't need to buy a path because when he sells generously. So therefore, the guy who bought from me a well didn't just get a well. He got a well and a path to the well because when I sold him a well, I was generous. The Chacham said that even though he bought from me a well, he still needs to buy a path to the well, because when I sold, I was not generous. I was stinting. I was stingy. So I sold him the well, but not the path to the well. So that's why he needs to still buy from me the path to the well. So the Gemara says again, no, maybe not. Dilma, maybe over there, Bahai Pligi. They have the following issue that they are going back and forth on. Rabbi Akiva Sava, Rabbi Akiva holds. Basar daite de lokeach azlina. We follow what the buyer wanted. Rabbanan savri basar daite de mocher azlina. We follow what the seller wanted. In other words, Rabbi Akiva says, we listen to the buyer, and so, since we listen to the buyer, we figure a guy's not going to spend money and then end up with a situation that doesn't work for him. So therefore, in the case where he was buying the house and field, he's buying the house and field with the ability to keep out the owner of the well because he doesn't want trespass. And when he's buying the well with the right of walking to the well because the person's not going to spend money for a situation that's not going to work for him. That's the view of Rabbi Akiva. And the Chachamim say, no, we follow the view of the seller. A seller who's keeping for himself a well. He's not intending to keep a well and not be able to walk to the well. Must be he kept for himself a path to the well. And a seller who sells a pit. So, but it's now his house, all it's his yard around the pit. He doesn't want people going in. So he certainly sold the pit without a path to prevent people from walking in and trespassing and denying him privacy or harming his things from growing. Okay, so we went through two possibilities. How do we know this that we say all over Shas? This is Rabbi Akiva. Being consistent, for Rabbi Akiva is the one who holds mocher ba'ayin yafer hu mocher. A seller sells generously, liberally. The elameha, so maybe it is from the following Mishnah, the next Mishnah, a little bit later in this parak. A person who sells a field, a sadeh, did not include loes habor, did not include the well. Veloas hagas did not include the wine press. Veloas hashovach and did not include the bird's nest, the dove cut. Ben harevin, this is true whether or not they are ruined, they're not being used. Ben yeshuvin, or whether they are being used. V'tzarech likach lo derech. However, even though the seller kept for himself the bird's nest, He didn't keep a path to the bird's nest when he sold the field. He has to buy a path to the bird's nest. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim omrim, and the Chachamim say no. If he kept the bird's nest, eino tzarech, he also kept for himself the path to the bird's nest. So now, the dovecot, or the wine press. Hasulemeli, or the boar. Right? Why do I need another mission to talk about the same argument? Once we talk about it in regards to a house, and once we talk about it in regards to a field. Why? Elalav hakamashmon. So apparently the reason why we talk about it a second time is to say, don't interpret the argument that the reason why Rabbi Akiva says the man needs to buy now a path to his thing is because he was very generous when he sold. I'm sorry, the reason why he has to buy a path is because when a buyer spends money, he's spending for his own, you know, for what's good for his interest. He's certainly buying the whole area with the right to keep the original owner out, because then why was it repeated? The fact that it was repeated is to say that the reason why the seller needs to buy a path, because the seller was generous. And Elav HaKamash, this is the Chiddush. Rabbi Akiva Savar Mocher Bayin Yafe Mocher, a seller sells generously. That's why even though he kept for himself the dovecot, but he sold generously everything around it, so he needs to now buy the path to the dovecot. Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan of the opinion, Mocher Bayin Ro Mocher, that a seller sells very stintingly, very selfishly. Samar says, no, not necessarily. The Dilman, maybe Ashmi'in on bias. The Mishnah is teaching us the first Mishnah taught us about the fight in the house, the Kamash Malan, and now the second Mishnah is teaching us that the same fight applies to a Sada, and to tell you that there's an issue of trespass in a house and another issue of trespass in a field. It's Tzricha to tell you both cases. The Yashmin and Bayis would have told you house. Let's say there a buyer wants to keep out people. If he bought a house in a courtyard, Mishum Debaitz Niusa, because he needs privacy. He doesn't want Hezek Re'iya. He doesn't want people watching what he's doing. Avol Sadeh Malo, but in a field, he's not getting dressed in the field. He doesn't need privacy in the field. So maybe in the field, he spent money, even though there is still a right of trespass into his field. That's why I need the Mishnah to tell me that even in the field, when he spends money, he wants to keep out everyone. V'yashmin an sadin, if I would have told you the argument in regards to the field, Mishum dekashi le'davsha, because in a field, people walking are going to ruin the plants. They step on the plants. Avol bayis same alo, but in a courtyard where you don't have plants, you don't have the problem of people walking. So then maybe there, he doesn't want to keep people out. That's why Kamashman, I need to have both cases, so we still don't have a source for this that we say, the Rabbi Akiva holds, a seller sells generously. Maybe generally a seller sells stintingly. But in these cases, in the selling of a field, or in the selling of a house and a courtyard, here he sold away his right to walk to his well or to his dovecot, because the buyer certainly was insisting on that, because the buyer would be damaged by him still having a right of way. Elas, finally, what's the source that Rabbi Akiva holds that a seller is generous? Be safer from the end of that second Mishnah on Dafayin Aleph. The Mishnah said, Machron Leacher. If the seller sells a pit or a wine press to somebody else, and he kept for himself the rest of the field, Rabbi Akiva says that the buyer einot tzarech likach lo derech, doesn't need to buy a right of way. The chachamim omrim tzarech, and the chachamim say he does need to buy a right of way. So asu lamali, why do I need to say this again? Hainu hach, it's like the first Mishnah. El alav hakamashmalan. Rather, this is the Chiddush. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Rabbi Akiva holds, Mocher Bayin Yafehu Mocher, a seller sells generously. Rabbanan Savri and the Rabbanan hold, Mocher Bayin Rahu Mocher, and the Rabbanan hold that a seller sells stintingly. Shmaminan, that was the proof that is the way they line up in this dispute.